Wayne Bell was the chief counsel at the California Department of Real Estate, DRE, for a little over 7 years and special liaison to the California Department of Justice, and was the real estate commissioner for 5.5 years, aka the commissioner of the DRE, which most use, but apparently it's wrong. I learned something from him already. He is a California licensed real estate broker and an active California licensed attorney, and he would welcome anyone connecting with him on LinkedIn. And a bit of trivia I discovered by accident yesterday when I was searching through my Wayne Bell's name in my email. I found him in December 2013. Wayne, I bet you don't remember that. Welcome back to Radio Real. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Wayne Bell.
Thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate it, and I'm very happy to be with you today to discuss real estate issues, and to hopefully help educate educate real estate licensees and consumers as well.
That's the mix of listenership. You were down in Santa Barbara at the Coral Casino in December 2013 because you were swearing in as president of the local association, my friend Ed Fuller. And so I introduced myself and I said I knew your buddy Dwayne Gomer. And we exchanged emails and you copied two people on your staff and I dropped the ball. I never followed up. So it took me 12, 13 years, but here we are. So you mentioned the DRE, and everyone here, most consumers, I don't think, know much about the DRE. They're more familiar with the California Association of Realtors, the Santa Barbara Association of Realtors, and they're two very different entities, are they not?
They're completely separate, but there is confusion, and I can walk through this, and I think your listeners will be interested. The California Department of Real Estate is a state government agency. Its budget is in the California state budget. It licenses real estate brokers and salespersons. It enforces the California real estate laws. It investigates complaints from the public, which includes other licensees, of course. It disciplines licensees with fines, suspensions, and revocation is the most serious. It writes and enforces regulations which have the force of law. It basically is the cop on the beat for real estate licensees in the state of California. It's funded by license fees and not dues. Now, let me tell you about the California Association of Realtors. And just so you know, DRE does communicate with the California Association of Realtors, which I will call CAR, just for ease of reference. DRE talks with CAR because CAR is the trade association which represents real estate licensees and agents' interests in the state. It provides forms, education, lobbying, and legal hotlines. And as you know, and your listeners know, it provides access to multiple listing services throughout the state. Now, it advocates for laws and policies that are favorable to realtors. It sets membership rules and professional standards. Membership is voluntary, but very common among people who are heavily engaged in real estate. In fact, at DRE, we had no inactive license status. And so our view was the members of CAR were the people or the individuals who were most active in the state as far as real estate practice. Now, CAR cannot license or revoke licenses. They can't enforce state law. They exist to serve and protect their members and as a corollary, the public. But it's essentially a trade group and an advocate for real estate agents. And so, like I said, they're completely separate, but DRE and CAR talk to each other because when either side would see consumer harm, they'd see issues, or they would see bad practice, they would communicate often about those individuals.
Wait, now, can I interrupt you 1 second?
Sure.
Wayne Bell was chief counsel of the DRE and then the commissioner for many years. I interview most of the people and of any profession, it's mostly attorneys. And of the attorneys, I have CAR attorneys on periodically. And I'll agree with you that CAR is a trade group to protect or advance interests of realtors. And you kind of said a little side, I want you to focus a little bit more just to defend the C to CAR that the forms and everything is there to protect buyers and sellers. And and so it could be a win-win. I mean, two things can be true at the same time, right?
Absolutely. And I want to tell you, the best people at CAR are consumer oriented. They're into consumer protection, and they want to make certain that bad folks are not in the industry. In fact, interestingly, the Department of Real Estate has been in different forms over the years, but essentially it's the entity that was created by the predecessors to the California Association of Realtors back in 1917. And so and the basis of that creation was there were people who, and they called them curbstoners. The terms they used were interesting in those days, but the idea was that you had to have some modicum of knowledge. You had to have people who had ethics. You had to have people who knew what they were doing to protect the interests of buyers and sellers in real estate. The other thing I wanted to mention, Mark, just to be as complete as I can be, is DRE doesn't just do licensing regulation and focus on sales of real estate. They also enforce the Subdivided Lands Act, which deals with subdivisions, and they also have a part in the Vacation Ownership and Timeshare Act. But for the purposes of this discussion and in interacting with the California Association of Realtors, the focus is on licensure regulation and enforcement.
Right.
And as you mentioned, and I will underscore this, CAR has as its mission the advancement of the interests of realtors, but also the protection of the consumers.
And I knew that's what you meant. I was kind of trying to give you a little bit of a hard time in a joking way, but you certainly point out, realtors pay. You said they pay fees to the DRE, but what was the distinction of fees versus dues? Yeah,
Yeah,
so
that's exactly right.
I'm a member. I'm a member, and you have not, nor have ever been a realtor. That's what you told me.
That is correct. In fact, I mean the simplest way for people to remember this is the Department of Real Estate is a police agency. It's an enforcement agency. It licenses, regulates, enforces, it writes rules, and CAR is a private association.
Okay.
In order to practice real estate in the state of California, to do real estate licensed activities under the real estate law, you have to have a license from the California Department of Real Estate, and you don't have to be a member of the Realtors Association.
Very true. Very true. Now I notice, you were talking about complaints and you mentioned two categories. We're getting some great war stories that came before the Department of Real Estate. My guest Wayne Bell, he was the chief counsel at the DRE and then the real estate commissioner for, covering a period of about 12, 13 years. So you mentioned complaints, and there's the public against an agent, and they could come to the DRE. And then
Yes.
there's agent against agent. And we've got some war stories here we're going to hear about. There's a case very recently. I'm very interested in hearing your take on it. But just curious, do you have any idea the percentage of complaints, which is greater, agent against agent or the public against an agent?
Based on my years of experience there, it is it's the agent against agent.
Oh, I'm
And
glad you said that. You're an attorney, right? You should never ask a question unless you know the answer. And I would have felt bad if you said that most of the complaints are the public against agents.
Although, Mark, I want to tell you, when I was there, we got complaints from a variety of sources. It could be from someone in the legislature who received a complaint. It could be from the media. It could be from an agent against another agent. And of course, what DRE has to have is evidence that can be admitted at an administrator hearing. I can't tell you how many times I would get things, and it would be in the following form. I'd get an email saying, "Hey, you should look at this real estate licensee. He's really bad. He's horrible. You should see this complaint that was filed against him." And there was nothing there. It was, and oftentimes it was just a competitor against another competitor. And so there has to be something that's real, significant, provable, and that shows a violation of the real estate law.
Okay.
And
Okay. So,
violation, okay, I'm sorry.
let's dive into some examples. This example is not actually against a licensee. It's a case against Lance McHarg,
Yes.
who is a real estate education provider, and it's got a really amazing twist. What's that story? And it's kind of current right now.
Yes. What your listeners should know, and any real estate licensee will know this, is that there are pre-licensure classes that people have to take in order to become a real estate salesperson or a real estate broker. And there are a number of education providers out there. And then that's pre-licensure. And then there's continuing education. And that's separate and apart from this.
And that's through the DRE.
That's, well, no, like Dwayne Gomery, you mentioned him. He provides continuing education. He provides education. So DRE does not provide educational
Well,
courses.
no, but I meant to say that the DRE requires the continuing education in order to keep your license
That's
current.
that is correct. And the
Okay.
requirements started under Jerry Brown back in the 1970s, and they continue through today.
And might I add that
And
passing the real estate exam in California is not close to getting into Mensa. So the case you're going to tell us now about an educator who was doing something to promote his business is really bizarre. Tell us about this case.
so recently, in January 6th, I believe was the actual date, there was a press release issued by the California Department of Real Estate. And it talks about a settlement that was entered into between Real Estate Trainers Inc., its former president, Lance McHarg, and the Department of Real Estate. And what was fascinating, and I think this came in through tips, if I remember correctly. This Mr. McHarg took the real estate license exam many, many times in different cities without receiving a passing score. And so after an investigation, the DRE concluded that McHarg subverted the real estate exam by taking the exam, not passing it, memorizing questions on the exam, and then putting those questions on his pre-licensure review course for licensees in order to pass the real estate license exam. And it's pretty amazing, actually, if you think about it. And because there is no legal limit on the number of attempts you can do to pass the exam, he took this thing repeatedly, he failed it repeatedly, and then he misused the exam content.
That is my jaws just on the dropping on the table. Dwayne Gomer, who's a friend of yours, and he's been
Yes.
on the program many times, and he does what this guy does. He runs a business to have new licensee come and take classes to prepare for the exam. It's just hard to believe, and it's amazing that this guy got caught. He probably should have been using a false name or had maybe a couple other people in his company try to do the same thing so it would spread out. But you have
Well,
no idea how
interesting.
many times he took the exam, do you?
I do not. I do not. But I want to tell you, Mark, we knew at DRE that there were some companies out there who would pay people to take and not pass the exam. And then they would meet them afterwards and say, okay, write down as many questions as you can possibly remember so that they would have a bank of questions that were from the DRE exam. Now,
Don't we have these new smart glasses now that could probably take pictures?
Well, interestingly, when I was there, we had a guy arrested one day who was in an exam center, and the proctor was watching him, and he kept moving his watch kind of back and forth in front of the screen. And then they asked him to come outside, and they saw his watch had a camera and videotape capabilities. And so he was arrested. And as you say, there are Google glasses out there.
Right.
And there's one edition, it's called Explorer, and it can take photos and videos with the special firmware that they have. And then in the old days, like when I took my real estate broker exam, you had paper exams. And there were people who tried to steal those, people tried to copy them, people cheat on CE. And so it's sort of a never-ending battle to keep on top of this,
I'm
to
so
make
glad that I'm getting to the age, as so much years of experience and age, that I'll be exempt from having to continue my license. Because I got to tell you, these questions, they don't seem to relate to day-to-day business, and they're really bizarre. And it was kind of, it's always a struggle for me to pass this exam. I always
no.
have, but maybe I need to get a hold of some people. I don't know why they have these all these bizarre technical questions that no day-to-day realtor ever experiences. My guest today, Wayne Bell, he's an attorney, and he was the chief counsel at DRE, and then he became the real estate commissioner. Not the commissioner of the DRE. The correct term is the real estate commissioner. Wayne, should we throw in another story? Do you had another, the Pinty Education Company, before we take our first break?
Yeah, let's do that. I just want to say that w w your reference on getting older and not having to take education—that's continuing education. That's the second part of the education component. The first is the pre-licensure education, then the exam to get the license, and then everyone has to take a continuing education within a 4-year period, unless—and I think it's when you're 70 years old—you're exempt from that.
Right, every 4 years. So I've been in the business, pushing 40 years. So I think I've taken enough tests, and they figure, I guess they figure, you're just old enough. You know what? Instead of telling the Pinky Education Company story, why don't we take a break? My guest, Wayne Bell, attorney, chief counsel at the DRE, Department of Real Estate, and then became the real estate commissioner. So he was there for a total of, what, 13 and a half years. And he was also a liaison to the California Department of Justice. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.